Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the skies above Israel are mostly clear, with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant evening, while Tel Aviv remains warm. The night is perfect for a stroll under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has begun precise strikes against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This follows an evacuation warning issued earlier today, marking a significant escalation in tensions. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, reports from Walla reveal that the IDF had prepared targets for strikes in Lebanon. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu delayed action, reportedly due to concerns over potential American criticism. Also this hour, in a symbolic event, the grandparents of Theodor Herzl were buried on Mount Herzl. Prime Minister Netanyahu remarked that Zionism has triumphed. Mariv has the details. Separately, a tragic accident claimed the life of Taha, a recent medical graduate. MDA teams pronounced him dead at the scene, while two others were taken to the hospital. This comes from Israel Hayom. And finally, the Forward shares a poignant reflection on Miriam Hoffman, a late Forwards writer, known for her literary contributions and culinary talent. Reaction has been swift on social media. President Isaac Herzog posted just minutes ago about the burial of Theodor Herzl's grandparents, emphasizing the ongoing mission of building the Jewish state. Journalist Carmel Melamed posted earlier today, drawing parallels between recent events and historical persecution of Jews in Iran, expressing concern about potential similar scenarios abroad. Raylan Givens, with insights into Israeli diplomacy, reported that the Israeli ambassador requested a halt in Rome talks with Lebanon due to leaks, with discussions set to resume tomorrow. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's strikes are targeting Hezbollah positions. This follows today's evacuation warning to civilians. The strikes are the first since June, indicating heightened tensions along the northern border. These actions may lead to further regional instability. Turning to the IDF's strategic decisions, according to Walla, while targets were set for strikes in Lebanon, Netanyahu's hesitation stemmed from worries about American reaction. This highlights the complex balance in Israel's military and diplomatic strategies. The implications could affect U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, the burial of Herzl's grandparents marks a historic moment. Mariv notes this fulfills a long-standing wish of Herzl. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized this as a victory for Zionism. It reinforces Israel's commitment to its foundational ideals. In a tragic turn, a young doctor's life was cut short in a car accident. Israel Hayom reports that Taha, a recent medical graduate, died at the scene. The loss underscores the fragility of life and the profound impact on the medical community. Finally, the Forward's reflection on Miriam Hoffman brings a personal touch. Her legacy as a writer and critic is celebrated, along with her culinary skills. It serves as a reminder of the multifaceted contributions individuals make to cultural life. Turning to business and markets. First, chaos erupted at the Golden Mall in Rishon LeZion. Mariv Business reports thousands flocked to the opening of a new Xiaomi store, leading to unexpected crowd control challenges. Separately, airlines are gearing up for the summer rush. SeaTech reveals that both foreign and Israeli carriers are increasing flights to meet demand ahead of the Tishrei holidays. This indicates a rebound in travel and tourism. And finally, a financial investigation is underway. Walla Business highlights the story of brothers who built a massive real estate empire from humble beginnings. They're now under scrutiny by Lahav 433 for their business practices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.